Oh, sounds like the beginning of I'm Not In Love. Doesn't
it? It's by Godley and Cream.
Yeah.
By 10cc.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's the end of Speed of Sound by the mighty Coldplay. And before that, you heard Banquet by Block Party. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
How many exclusive interviews can there be with Coldplay?
How many have you read recently?
Four. When do you have to stop using the word exclusive?
I think the term exclusive refers to the fact that the words in your interview haven't
right.
turned up in, you know, it's
so,
like...
So they were... But say Coldplay did a day of interviews.
Yeah.
10 minutes each, 50 journalists. They'd all be exclusive.
They would all be exclusive.
Because they're not saying exactly the same thing.
Well, they are, yeah. but they're saying them to a different journalist.
It's diminished the impact of the word exclusive.
It has.
Yet they still put it really big, for instance, on the cover of Q.
Yeah, but a
That's
lot
probably
of
a good interview though.
A lot of magazines, yeah, you would expect that Q would go into
yeah.
some more
yeah.
depth than maybe other people than we would, for
yeah.
example. What would you ask Chris Martin?
What's it like?
What's it like?
That's what I would
with
ask.
Poultry.
Oh, you'd
what's,
ask.
What's her nipple like?
Don't. Oh, man,
what's wrong with asking that?
Because it's family time.
Well, that's
and
nipples,
you're already
families.
Sucking
nipples
on
are the key of
Gwyneth's
families.
Nipples.
Nipples. They all families centre around nipples.
Families
breastfeeding.
No.
Then
not
at the beach.
Not at 1:10 on a Saturday afternoon.
Sorry.
Families don't want to know about
Let's
nipples.
Let's keep it clean.
Okay.
This is Adam and Joe. This is XFM. We're with you for the next 1 hour and 50 minutes. What have we got coming up on the show, Adam?
Well, we've got a competition. We've got, I'd say, a semi-easy celebrity regression therapy competition this
right.
week. And what have we got to give away for that?
We've got... What have we got to give away for that? Some sort of tickets.
We've got five pairs of tickets. Check this out.
Yeah.
To see the Star Wars Comedy Night on Monday, the 9th of May. That's this coming Monday at the Comedy Store, which
wow.
is in aid of Comic Relief. And, Joe, you're connected to that.
I'm connected to that because I'm going to be presenting some of Adam and my Star Wars spoof films that we made with little action figures for the Adam and Joe show. They're going to... we're going to be showing four of those... as well as top stand-up from comedians like Terry Alderton, Lee Mack, Hattie Hayridge, Scott Capurro, and Mitch Benn. All Star Wars related. It's going to be a laughing nerd-orama.
That's excellent. Have you seen the film yet?
No.
You're going to talk about your worries, your Star Wars worries later
yeah,
on, aren't you?
I might do.
Well, that's good. That's something
yeah.
to look forward to.
Yeah.
Also, there's some amazing Bounty Hunter clips that we want to play you just as a plug for the Bounty Hunter. But also, they're well worth hearing in their own right. They've been getting some amazing callers on that show. That's Christian O'Connell's program. The Bounty Hunter, of course, is a competition where you... Basically, if you see someone famous in the street, you get them to call Christian's show, and they win... If you're voted as the best celebrity caller, you win what? 10 grand?
The person who got them to ring wins 10 grand, and the celebrity gets 5 grand for the charity of their choice.
Did you get that, listeners? I think you did. But they've been getting people of a fairly high calibre, like Steven Spielberg.
Poor celebrities, though, having to give it to charity. This is the accepted wisdom, isn't it? Celebrities can't win anything. They have to give it to charity. And some of the people who pass for celebrities these days, they need the money. And you can see the look of anxiety and depression on Caprice's face when she's won £5,000 on a gunge game and yet it has to go to some sick children's hospital. She needs the money.
She siphons it off into a charity account.
Celebrity charity.
But who else have they got? Well, Ronnie Corbett, that impresses me. This is people who phoned in for Bounty Hunter. Anyway, we'll play a few of those later on. But stick with us here on XFM. You can hear all kinds of amazing music from the likes of Ben Folds. We're going to be playing later on British Sea Power, The White Stripes. That's an amazing new single from them. The Magic Numbers, Air, Foo Fighters, all coming up on the show, as well as a few unexpected nuggets from myself and Joe. That's The Killers with Smile Like You Mean It. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
So this week on Channel 4 at 11:40, it's a new series of Comedy Labs. You know Comedy Labs, Adam. You've been involved in one.
I certainly was involved
yeah.
in one. Yeah, they're a kind of way of basically putting pilots for comedy shows on TV, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, experimental, dangerous new comedy.
Yeah.
And there's one on Tuesday night that I, Joe Cornish, am heavily involved in called Modern Toss. It's an adaptation of a comic book, and I'd like everybody who listens to this show to watch it. It's at 11:40 on Tuesday the 10th, and it's received 5 red stars from Zoo Magazine.
Oh, well done, man.
And a major rave from The Guardian Guide.
And any heat action?
Wholly ignored by heat.
Oh, you're out in the cold.
Mildly dissed by Time Out. But it's edgy. You know, people don't understand it.
Yeah.
It's very, very different, Modern Toss, but very funny.
What kind of thing is it? A bit of animation? Bit of...
It's a bit like if the Mr. Men were evil.
Yeah.
It would be Modern Toss. There's some animation, there's some live action. Some of it's directed by me. And it's brilliant.
Did you direct the live-action bits or the animation bits or both?
The live-action bits.
Okay. And any humorous people that we might know involved in
no,
that?
No, it's got no stars.
It's part of the
anti-star movement.
Anti-star movement? Yeah. Brilliant.
But, listen, besides plugging that, I was just going to talk about, because I went to the launch of all the Comedy Labs at Channel 4. They have a special launch, and they get everybody who's involved in, I think, the 5 shows they've commissioned, or maybe more, 6. Mm. And they show a little clip from each. And so I've now seen a clip from the whole lineup of Comedy Labs. And there's another couple I can recommend. There's one called Whatever.
Yeah.
And the idea is that teenagers, mm-hmm. basically very, very stupid teenagers, are given carte blanche, a phrase they wouldn't even understand.
The white card.
To invent formats for TV shows.
Yeah.
So they have a focus group with idiot teenagers, and they just come up with ideas of stuff they think would be good on telly.
Is this for real? They do it with real teenagers?
This is for real. And they've got the most idiotic teenagers you've ever seen. I could have just looked at the teenagers for half an hour. They've got the most amazingly gormless faces.
And then do they actually make the shows they come up with?
Well, the genius thing is, like, one of their ideas is chav baiting. They go, oh, yeah, what about a show where, oh, what about chav baiting? Yeah, you go up to a show and you, like, slag off a chav, and if they don't hit you, you win a tenner or something like that.
Yeah.
And they don't even sculpt these ideas into something really well-honed. They just do exactly what the idiot teenagers have told them. So this very nice guy called Tom, very good presenter, quite a posh guy, goes out and starts baiting chavs in the street, being fed lines by the teenagers. Are you following this?
Yeah.
And there's a fantastic near fight on screen. I think there's one where they goad Jade Goody with a sausage or something. But anyway, they're very, it was very funny, and I recommend that. It's called Whatever, coming up at some point next week on Channel 4. And the other one that was brilliant was called I Am Spasticus.
Who's involved in that?
Now, I Am Spasticus takes the sort of trigger-happy three non-blondes format, prank, hidden camera pranks,
yeah.
I mean, and applies it with people with physical disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be a genuine woman with half an arm, and she'll come running out of the sea, dripping blood from it, shouting about sharks.
That is...
There'll be a blind guy, completely blind guy, walks into an off-licence with a dildo, saying, this doesn't work, I'd like my money back.
Okay.
Stuff like that. Anyone laughing? It's troubling, isn't it? It's confrontational. It's disturbing.
It's
challenging
me.
Our attitudes to the physically disabled.
Yeah.
But the people there, all the people in it were there, and they were all really fantastic and very excited about it, and it's genuinely funny and weird, and it's a brilliant application of a slightly hackneyed format.
I wonder if the person who came up with it is disabled or not.
Well, Andrew Newman. He's commissioned it.
He's kind of disabled.
He's the head of entertainment at Channel 4.
Yeah. That
and in fact, he commissioned
me.
The Friday Night Project, and at this party, he came up to me and said, so, I heard your radio show, are you slagging off the Friday Night Project? I worked very hard on that.
No, did he
said,
really?
Yes, he did.
Did you tell him that we slagged it off because he should be ashamed?
I sort of did. I certainly didn't capitulate and say, oh, no, I loved it, now that I'm faced with the person who commissioned it.
Did you say, yeah, we slagged the Friday Night Project off, and I think we're going to slag off that dreadful pile of rubbish on Sunday afternoons as well? What's that one called?
I haven't seen that.
The Sunday Accident.
I'm not slagging that off.
Why not?
I haven't seen it yet. No, because I love Andrew Newman now. I love everything they commission. So there we go. So the Comedy Labs... on Channel 4, 11:40, every night next week. Highly recommend mine, and highly recommend Whatever, and I Am Spasticus, and the rest of them are probably brilliant as well.
Mm. Thank you very much, Channel 4, and especially Andrew Newman. This is Andrew Newman. I'll be right back.
Oh, dear.
XFM.
Did you hear me say, tease the comp? It's just Lila, our producer, said, tease the comp. Look at that weather. Hang on, guys, so much to talk about. Oh, what's happened out there? That's a disaster.
It's like the day after tomorrow. I came in and it was all sunny, and now it's like the heavens have opened.
This is a disaster. Lila said, tease the comp. I just get excited when people use two short words in one sentence.
Lila's quite into her jargon.
Actually, she only said one, didn't she? Comp.
You like the radio jargon.
Tease the comp. So we're going to tease the comp now.
Lila says things like, that was a good crunch and roll link.
Oh, I'd love to crunch and roll with Lila.
What's a crunch and roll?
I don't know, but I bet Lila's boyfriend knows. this is Adam and Joe on XFM. We're with you for another hour and a half. Coming up in a second, crap, comment, no, what is it?
It's celebrity regression,
where you could win tickets to see a night of Star Wars comedy at the Comedy Store on Monday night. Adam's going to be regressed into the mind and films of a famous film star. You have to guess who it is. The phone number for that is 0871-222-1049. When it happens...
Yeah, well, I think maybe we just should play a record and get right into it. What do you say?
Well, okay.
All right, have you got a little quick thing you want to say?
What about this?
What?
Have you seen that advert for McVitie's Biscuits?
Which one, man?
We make the biscuits, you make the crumbs.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's a montage of people, they've just eaten biscuits.
Is that the one with the two sort of underage children, more or less just about to get
possibly.
Oh, it's revolting.
There's crumbs all over the kitchen worktop. There's crumbs all over a man's jumper. He's been eating biscuits in his chair.
Yeah.
And she's sweeping off his jumper. Then there's someone hoovering a bed. There's crumbs in the bed.
Yeah.
And they sort of tout this as something to be proud of. We make the biscuits, you make the crumbs. No, you make the crumbs, because you make the biscuits, and you make them all crumbly.
Who are you...
Don't blame us for making the crumbs.
Are you getting angry
yes.
with them?
I don't like the way... A, I don't like messy adverts. We've discussed this before, where people are encouraged to make a mess with food.
I agree.
There's another ice cream one, where they have fights with lemon meringue ice cream. Have you seen that?
Oh, that's not on. I'm glad I have. That's a disgrace.
B, I just don't like the way they blame us for the crumbs, as if the crumbs are charming.
They think the crumbs
are
charming.
And as if having them in the bed and all over the blooming shop is charming. And an idiosyncrasy of McVitie's biscuits. It's disgusting, and they should put more treacle to hold the crumbs in.
I agree.
Lecture over.
Thanks, man. I'm going to play the new Spoon single. This is
I'm just so upset.
So, calm down,
the biscuits.
Man.
I can't believe it.
Well, to sort something out.
They don't make the crumbs. They make the crumbs. Is that broken? Or is it just modern?
It's modern.
It's hard to tell these days, isn't it? But maybe the modern world is broken.
Hey! That's an interesting thought. Is that the kind of insight we can expect from Modern Toss, Joe?
No.
Good.
So talking of Modern Toss, which I like to, my fantastic comedy lab, Tuesday 11:40, Channel 4, I've just had a text from the TV editor of Heat, because I was just saying how Heat had just completely ignored it.
Yeah.
Even though I spend every single party talking at great length to the TV editor of Heat, trying to be his friend, so that at times like this he'll write nice things about what I do. He's texted, "Dear Joe, really, really sorry for ignoring Modern Toss in Heat. I'm forbidden from previewing programmes scheduled so late, but it is brilliant." So that's a brilliant from Heat.
Wow.
Even though they haven't printed it.
If only he'd added the stars are what you need, man.
Can you text the stars, Boyd, please? 5 stars.
You know, because we've never got 5 stars from the Heat for anything.
We get 4 stars for this show in Heat, in Radio
Guide. We never get above
every
4.
Week. And thank you, Boyd, for that.
Yeah.
Because he's listening, because he's texted. Thanks, Boyd.
Maybe Andrew Newman could text
us some
stars.
That's probably the only 2 people listening.
Newman and Hilton.
But we should talk less of this business talk, because it's boring.
We're
people
disappearing
who are bored of our business.
Up our bottoms again, aren't
so we? Here's something that people can understand and join in with. It's celebrity regression. Are you going to cue the thing? The dingle. The number's 0871 222-1049. If you can guess which movie star I'm about to regress Adam into the mind and films of. Let us set the atmosphere now, take a deep breath, and ring the regression bell. Let's take a deep breath at home. Just relax. Stay calm. The sun's now come out here in Leicester Square after the thrashing rain to bring an atmosphere of calm, peace and tranquility for celebrity regression. Adam, I'd like you to close your eyes, clear your mind of everything, empty your head of the two little dirty thoughts that were in it.
Oh, dear.
And just breathe. And relax. And I'd like you to drift back. Back, 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 back. Back, 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 back. All the way back. And now I'd like you to enter the mind of a film star. And when you wake up, I'd like you to tell us what you see around you. Tell us what you see in that film star's film. Remember, 0871-222-1049. Tickets to the Comedy Store on Monday night up for grabs. Tell us what you see, Adam.
I'm a policeman. I'm in a basement room. It's not real nice. The curtains are drawn. Over there, I can see the girl who shot Andy Warhol. And next door is one of the new kids on the block. Not the good-looking one. He's feeding a Snickers bar, or a marathon bar, as we call them here in America, to a kid who's been tied to a bed while horrific music plays to disorient him. I think it's Nine Inch Nails, but it could be Razor Light. I'm not too sure. And you want to know something ironical? I'm a policeman, but I organized it all. I'm blowing your mind. You thought I was a good guy, but actually, I'm a creep. I'm a creep. Is that blowing your mind? Oh, I'm going to sleep.
Adam's gone back into a regress state. Remember, 0871-222-1049. As soon as you guess the star... Excuse me, a little bit of wind. Whose mind he's been regressed into. Let's experience a second film from the same star. Adam, wake up. Tell us what you can see.
I'm in another creepy room. I'm always in creepy rooms. What am I, a creep? I guess I do look a little creepy. I've got creepy eyes, that's for sure. But I'm a great actor. I'm intense. I've got intensity. But unfortunately, I've also got creepy eyes. So I always end up with these creepy antisocial roles. I mean, look at me now. I'm in a creepy, kind of creepy room, and I got no legs. At least my legs have been painted blue so they can get rid of them later on the computer. And I'm real drunk on bourbon because I'm bitter about all the cards I've been dealt by fate. I hate fate. This is the character I'm talking about, incidentally, not me, the actor. All this intensity is tiring me out. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to creep.
0871-222-1049 if you know what star that was and which three films. Let's go for the third film. Third and final film. Adam, wake up. Tell us what you can see.
Oh, that's better. I'm in a big high-tech room. Lots of modern gear and computer screens and such like. Oh, wait a second. Don't tell me I'm the creep who blows it up and something, right? Right? No. No, I'm not. I'm the Air Force guy. I'm an intelligent man. I got respect. What's more, I'm on a high-profile, big bucks kind of mission, which has been my dream throughout my career. Again, this is the character I'm talking about, not me, the actor. What? What? What do you mean? I can't go on the mission? Why not? Measles? You're kidding me. Who are they replacing me with? The guy from Tremors? That's a nightmare. I'm going to be a creep the rest of my life.
There we go. That was a very sort of aggressive and traumatic regression for Adam this week. If you know who the star was, which films Adam was regressed into, call 0871-222-1049. You could win tickets for the Comedy Store on Monday night. Call now.
XFM.
Oh, isn't that nice? That's Ben Folds with Landed. Isn't it funny when, a band splits up, like the Ben Folds Five split up, and then one member comes back solo and it just sounds exactly the same as when the band were there? Isn't that fun?
Yes!
You've joined us during Celebrity Regression. Adam has been regressed into the mind and films of a famous film star. We've got several callers on the line who think they know who it is. Let's go to Lorraine. Hello, Lorraine.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Thank you for respecting the clinical integrity of this experiment.
Okay, mate.
Are you a medical woman?
Bloody herbalism and homeopathy.
Yeah. Bloody herbalism?
And homeopathy.
And homeopathy?
Yeah, no.
What?
Don't
what?
Go there.
Okay, so Lorraine, what's your guess? Before you tell us, if you're right, I want you to say the name of the star. If you're right, Adam will come out of his regression. If you're wrong, you could scar him for life. You realise that?
I'll be careful then.
Okay, Lorraine, say the name now.
Okay, I think it's Bruce Willis.
He stayed under, Lorraine.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Know.
How did you get Bruce Willis?
It was just the wheelchair one, 4th of July, isn't it? He did it.
Well, that wasn't Bruce Willis, that was Tom Cruise.
Oh, was it? Oh, well, that's what I meant then. Sorry, I got...
They're not very similar looking, even. One's
a
young Top Gun.
They're all the same to me, those Hollywood lot. But that's who I meant. I couldn't remember who started it. So I got the clue, but they got the...
That's what we like to hear. They're all the same to me, that Hollywood lot.
Yeah, they are, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't stand you in very good stead when you're doing competitions that rely on telling the difference between the Hollywood lot.
Yeah, but I think I got the film right, so, you know.
Well, we're not going to go into that. Lorraine, we're going to give you tickets.
Right.
We're going to give you tickets for the Comedy Store Monday night anyway. Thank you very, very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Well done, and good luck with the homeopathy. Mark's on the line. Is that Mark?
Yes,
does that say Mark? Hello, Mark.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Very well.
Good. So, once again, this is a clinical environment, so stay nice and calm. If you'd now say the name of the star who you think Adam was regressed into, say the name now.
Ed Harris.
No, you're wrong again. Two wrong callers. How did you get Ed Harris?
Well, the wheelchair blue screen with Forrest Gump.
Yeah, but it wasn't Ed Harris, was it?
Well, it looked like him. And Apollo 13.
Yes. Well, you got it a bit right, so we'll give you tickets for the Comedy Store on Monday night anyway.
Thank you very much.
A pair of tickets, but because you got a little bit of it right, but it's not Ed Harris. I'm sorry. Thanks for calling and listening, Mark. Let's go to Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hello, Joe.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you sound very, very calm and confident.
Maybe because I am.
Is this in the bag?
It could well easily be in the bag.
Okay, well, let's see whether your confidence is justified. Who do you think it is? Say the name now.
Is it Mr. Kevin Bacon?
So confident that you put a mister on the front. It's not. He's still under. Why did you think it was Bacon? Where do you get your bacon?
Well, it was the Tremors thing that you said. The Apollo 13, and also just being lucky, I had a bacon sandwich this morning.
That is a very good logic. Well done. Well done, yeah. Well, but you're wrong. Sorry, Neil, but we're going to give you tickets to the comedy store anyway. But thanks for listening and calling, and you very nearly got it right. Let's hope that Richard could finally put this to bed. Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Okay, let's go straight into the naming of the name. If you say it right, Adam will wake up. If you say it wrong, he could be dead. Say the name now, please.
It's Gary Sneeze.
That's absolutely correct. Congratulations. And that was good because my impression of Sneeze was extraordinary. It was all just kind of like that, wasn't it?
That's why everyone thought Ed Harris.
Yeah, I know. And the three... What were the three films, do you think, there?
Ransom, Forrest Gump and Apollo 13.
That's brilliant. I was worried that maybe I'd just been too random with the whole thing. But, of course, Ransom, he's in there with the lady, Lily Taylor, who's in Who Shot Andy Warhol. I shot Andy Warhol, rather.
Did you?
And I didn't, personally. Anyway, and there's Donnie Wahlberg, is it?
Wahlberg.
No, I think it's Donnie. I think it's Donnie is in there. He's one of the people that kidnaps Mel Gibson's kid, and Gary Sinise is the architect of the evil plot. Of course, Forrest Gump, he played the guy, the Vietnam veteran who loses his legs and gets very bitter and twisted, but ends up running a kind of fishing boat operation with Tom Hanks. And, of course, there was Apollo 13, where he played the guy who didn't quite make the moon mission because he got the German measles. So, absolutely correct. Congratulations, Richard.
But Richard, we've given everybody tickets to the comedy store. Obviously,
yeah,
you'll get some as well. We should give him something extra, shouldn't we? Do you like the Stereophonics?
Not really, no.
Would it be a prize?
You waded in there with that one, man.
Why? Well, I would just...
You should never ask people if they like the Stereophonics.
I've got this Stereophonics DVD that
Stereophonics are one of these bands that people don't necessarily admit to liking, but everyone loves them deep down.
Could you use two pairs of tickets to the Comedy Store on Monday?
Yes, that would be lovely.
Well, that's what we'll do. Thank you very, very much for calling, Richard, and many congratulations. You're a very clever... and clever man.
Clever and clever. Brilliant. This is Adam and Joe on XFM, and right now it's music time. Here's Razorlight. Lila, we were just talking about Star Wars, you know, everyone's chatting about Star Wars.
I've got tickets for a screening tomorrow morning.
Are you going to a screening tomorrow
morning,
I've
got the tickets here. They are in the shape of Darth Vader. He is reaching out a frightening hand towards me. But the only problem with the screening tomorrow morning is it starts at 9
morning. That is way
before... Got to get there for 9.
Our wakey time, isn't it?
Yeah, I always fall asleep, basically. I start to feel ill. Early Sunday morning screenings, they always screen the Star Wars films early on a Sunday morning, the press preview, and it's just weird because I'm always still a bit drunk and I haven't had enough sleep.
Yeah.
And
you come out and you feel all
it's
knackered.
So loud and visually exhausting.
You have to go
like
home.
Sort of being, I don't know, attacked by
the clones.
The clones.
Oh.
When you're drunk.
And so you still haven't seen the movie.
I still have not seen the movie.
Wow. I can't imagine going to see the movie because I just have a fear of packed cinemas.
Yeah, well, you're right. I think the best thing to do is just wait until it's all died down and then go and stick your legs over the seat in front and enjoy it in an empty cinema.
Yeah, that would be nice. Lila, our producer, was saying to us that there's going to be a bloke in Burger King tomorrow valuing people's Star Wars memorabilia. Are you sure it's not just like a kind of a tramp?
There's a bloke outside Burger King.
Give you about £3 for that Yoda there.
There's a bloke outside Burger King who just spits in a circle.
Yeah. No, okay, he's not a tramp. He's called John Hemmelstein, and he's going to be in Burger King in Leicester Square from 3 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. How will they recognise him? Will he be dressed as
the stink.
A Jawa or something.
The smell.
Recognize him
by the smell.
Because he weighs 28 stone.
He'll be... Looks like Jawa the Hutt. This is very rude.
No, it is rude. Yeah, John, I'm just joking. It's just a joke. John will be surrounded by people with bits of Star Wars memorabilia, no doubt. And you can have all your old X-Wing fighters valued by John from 3 to 6 p.m. in the Burger King in Leicester Square tomorrow.
I guarantee what he'll say. He'll go, 20p. Whatever you bring him, we'll go, 20p. However much it's worth. That's all people ever give you for buying stuff like that.
This guy, a painter, was doing some painting, unsurprisingly, in my house once, and he saw that I had some Star Wars stuff lying around, and he said, oh, you like Star Wars, do you? I said, yeah, yeah, you know, love it.
Oh, yeah, I've got a few of those old toys lying around in my attic. I've got one that looks like a big dog.
I said, oh, you mean the AT-AT?
Yeah, the big dog. You can have it if you want. I said, yeah, brilliant.
And so he brought it round and he just, he sort of just gave it to me.
I remember this story.
Yeah.
Well, and then no, you set a price for him that was far too low and then felt happy with yourself that you made a bit of a profit off the dumper.
He said, how much do you want, how much do you think I could get for it?
You ripped him off.
And I said, well, it's not in the box or anything, so, I mean, you could
try. How much did you give him for it?
I gave him about 40 quid, which I thought was fairly reasonable.
And then he discovered how much it was worth and tried to buy it back, didn't he? But you wouldn't let him have it.
No.
That's what I remember.
Because I got a really good deal off him. Now, what I did, because he... I feel bad. This story doesn't reflect well on me.
No.
Because he had children and he said, I wish I hadn't given you that big dog now, because I'd like to give it to my son.
Well, but we should ask the guy in Burger King how much an unboxed AT-AT is worth.
Unboxed AT-AT. But what I gave him instead...
Less than 20p, less than 40 quid.
I gave him a brand new Millennium Falcon for his kid. That's
brand new.
That's a...
Worthless. Worthless.
You know,
brand new stuff's worthless.
Now I feel bad again. Ooh. Are you going to run down your list of things you're worried about Star Wars in the next hour?
Sometime in the next hour.
That's to look forward to. Plus, Ditty's in the Dock this week at the end of the show will be a battle between two kind of disco monstrosities.
It's a disco Ditty's. We need to talk more about the theme because we haven't really discussed it, but it's sort of disco cover versions.
Disco cover versions,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
But here's the thing, you know, even if you're not interested in the disco cover versions, we're giving away more or less the complete Cure back catalogue to every single person who phones in. So if you're a Cure fan, let alone a Star Wars fan, then you should stick around for that.
We've cleverly balanced an amazingly good prize with a really poor idea for a Ditty's in the Dark.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We'll be back shortly. XFM. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. Now, Christian O'Connell's Bounty Hunter finishes this Monday. You are supposed to be voting right now. You can go to the XFM website and xfm.co.uk/bountyvote. You can listen to a lot of the clips of, well, all the clips, I think, of the celebrities who phoned in for Bounty Hunter there. And then you can vote by simply texting Bounty plus the surname of the celebrity you want to win to 83XFM.
You know, I can see the votes coming in on my text screen here, Adam, and they're coming in thick and fast.
Is there anyone who's standing out there?
At the moment, Hart. Is that Tony Hart?
Wow.
Tony Hart seems to be winning.
Sweet.
Well, a lot of votes, I'm not saying he's winning, but a lot of votes seem to be coming for Harty.
Anything for Spielberg?
No Spielie.
It's quite good, though, that the public vote for who is the most entertaining, not necessarily who's the most famous.
Yep, yep.
But anyway, speaking of Spielberg, it's worth hearing what he had to say to Christian O'Connell. Here he is talking about the new Star Wars film.
It's absolutely amazing. It's the best of the last three episodes. It's the best way you could possibly imagine has ended this six-episode series. Very dark. You'll cry at the end. It's wonderful.
Oh, he seemed to be crying a little bit then.
Well, it's wonderful. I think Chris Martin got him to phone in. Is that correct?
Probably. You know, they're all mates, isn't he? Spielie's related to Gwyneth somehow. Isn't Spielie Gwyneth's godfather, I think, or something?
Well...
Yeah, so they're all a little cluster of peas in a pod.
Yes.
All those big, shiny, famous, sexy
people. Joe, I wish I could be in that pod. I bet you do.
I don't need their pod. I've got my own pod.
I've got an iPod.
So listen, he's talking about Revenge of the Sith. Yeah, well done. Good maneuver. This was sent in to us by a listener.
This was sent in by James Upright, and
he said to us in his letter, if you play it, please warn me so I can listen.
He's called Obviously High. You can check out this song at www.obviouslyhigh.co.uk.
This is his breakbeat mix. We're just using it as a bed. For my top five worries about Revenge of the Sith, I haven't seen it. I'm seeing it tomorrow morning. But these are the things that I'm concerned about. First of all, they seem to have done all the basic video game environments.
Right.
Forest, snow, lava this time round. When are they going to do beach? When are they going to do the beach level? Which film's that coming in?
Which video game is that in?
All video games.
Do they all have beaches?
All racing games, all platform games. They all have a beach level. Yeah, you don't play enough video games.
Sorry, man.
So that's worry number five. When are they going to do the beach sequence? I want to see Obi-Wan in swimming trunks.
That's a good idea, though.
Oh, you see, Obi-Wan would be in little swimming trunks, and as a joke, you'd put ones on C-3PO too. Of course, he doesn't need them because he's not naked, but anyway. So that's worry number five. They're not very good, these worries, as you can tell. Worry number four, the flipping Wookiees.
Yeah.
They just look ridiculous. How do you differentiate between Wookiees when there are hundreds of them? Answer, you do their hair all different, like the Bee Gees. So they've got highlights. They look like they comb their hair from the tip of their nose outwards in a concentric circle. Or just face into a blow dryer.
Like the Kings of Leon.
And they're very shiny. They look as if they use Silvercrin. Is that a dated reference, Silvercrin? Does that exist anymore? Hairspray, Silvercrin. Anyway.
Sunsilk.
Keep going, come on, keep going. One of them's got plaits. And aliens with plaits never work.
Oliver.
I've said this before, I think. Oh, dear. I'm going to move on to... So I'm very worried about the Wookiees.
No,
I think they look rubbish.
Do they have any cornrows? That would be desperate if they had,
I think possibly they do.
Oh, that's no good.
I've got more serious concerns about the Wookiees. But my third complaint is, how can you make Natalie Portman unsexy?
Well, why? What's your problem with that?
Well, so they just made her completely unsexy.
Oh, have they?
Well, so all she ever says is, yes, Your Honour, I will meet you in the Imperial Council of...
She's so boring.
That's supposed to be sexy, though, when very attractive women start talking seriously about things.
Yeah, but maybe when they're scantily clad, that works.
Mm.
Oh, that's a disaster. Okay, complaint number two. Oh, those scenes in the Jedi Council. Is it just me, or is the traffic outside the window more interesting than the conversation? In two films now, there have been long conversations between Yoda and Sam Jackson, and all I ever look at are the spaceships out the window. Oh, it's traffic here. Oh, that was... Oh, careful! That's the near miss. Where's that one going? Have they finished yet? Is that just me? It can't just be only me.
Congestion charge.
Congestion charge on Coruscant.
He's going to forget to pay again, isn't he?
Yes, he's going to get fined 50 galactic credits. That's the currency in space.
That's absolutely true, man. I remember always the most exciting thing about The Fifth Element was the traffic as well.
Yes. Okay, and worry number one, my main worry about Revenge of the Sith, is my brain is reaching its maximum capacity for remembering the names of space creatures.
Right.
Okay. I started when I was about 5. I had a lot of memory space for nonsense words and alien creatures.
Mm.
And now I'm old. I can't remember anymore. For instance, who's got room for Yugruthwa?
That's not a real one.
Yep, that's one of the Wookiees. Who's got room for Grakchawa? That's another Wookiee. What about Merumeru? Merumeru.
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 I think that's okay.
You see, you got room for Meru Meru.
Yeah, yeah, I can remember that one.
But not Grak Chihuahua.
No, no one's going to remember Grak Chihuahua.
Remember who? Grak Chihuahua.
Grak Chihuahua.
What about Yugruthwa?
It's really tough. I've tried to think of space names myself, and you run out after a while. Everything ends with an axe, or, you know, like Joltax.
Oh,
or...
I can think of a good... Joltax is good, you see, because it sounds like Poltax. That's a better name. It's a text competition. Have we got time to run a text competition?
Why
best,
not?
Best alien name. A name that George Lucas should have used for one of the aliens in Star Wars before he got onto rubbish like Glue Chihuahua. What about Schnook?
Schnook?
Yes, S-C-H-N-O-O-K. That's simple. Schnook.
That's more like a Doctor Who name, I think.
Text 83XFM for good alien names that haven't been used yet. I'll give you a prize.
Do that right now.
XFM.
Hey, this is Adam and Joe on XFM on a Saturday afternoon. And, Joe, how's your text competition going?
Well, I don't know. If you've just tuned in, we just launched a sort of random spur-of-the-moment text competition asking you to come up with better alien names for the Star Wars saga than George Lucas has. I'm referring, of course, to the names of the new Wookiees who are called things like... Oh, no, I've lost them now. Ugruwatha and Grakchawawa and Mermumumu and stuff like that. But I don't think it's a good idea for a text competition because we're just being bombarded with complete gibberish.
Any inspired gibberish?
Not really. Shall I give you a selection?
Go on, then.
An anonymous person has texted in Glue Sniffar.
That's no good.
That's no good, you see. This is it. You know, want to hear another bad one?
Yeah.
I can't even read that one out.
It's not filthy, is it?
No, it's just awful. Oh, no, I won't. I can't read it out.
Read it out. You've got to now.
Scar Gill from the planet Minos Trike.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Who's listening to this show? Chris Barry?
The best one so far is an alien called Jeff. That's come from John in Borough. And that would be very refreshing just to have Grufafo, Tukalala, Jeff. Go and get whatever. That would be a good line of dialogue. Spam Thrax.
And
someone, it's called Fiona Clark. Hello, Fiona. She's texted in just a sort of not funny, but quite good detailed name. Clarfy Rafa. Clarfy Rafa. And Sning-Judab.
I like the idea that she was sat there listening to the radio and then
she's texted
turned it down and sort of started going,
Rafi Rafa.
From Rafi Rafa!
Hang on, then she's another couple, Moochie Woo and Cabana.
That's just what they call each other in bed, surely.
Look, I've got better names. What about Adobe?
Adobe?
Adobe and eBay.
Yeah.
Yeah? They'd be good names for unlicensed cab drivers. Ciabatta and Panini are good ones as well. Anyway, I might call the text competition off, but I think Fiona deserves a prize for Clarfy Rafafa and Moochie Woo. Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
Other than that, the text competition's terminated. Thank you very much for everybody who entered, but we apologise, and let's just forget it ever happened.
Here's the Foo Fighters to make up for it. I've got
Wow, he smashed everything up with his guitar.
Yes, he smashed absolutely everything up with those shouting and words and guitar.
He's so excited about everything.
Yes, that's the Foo Fighters with Best of You.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM. Just to wrap up that Star Wars alien name text competition that we had to curtail because of high levels of nonsense.
Yeah.
We're going to award what tickets to see Idlewild to Bex, who, I apologise, I credited Bex's brilliant alien names to Fiona, and it was in fact Bex came up with Moochie Woo and Cabana. No, Moochie Woo Cabana.
Wasn't there another one?
Fiona came up with Clary Rara Far Sinju Darbik.
There you go. That's good.
We're just awarding tickets for just
Hey, you know what?
Letters.
That reminds me, I forgot to watch Bob Geldof's Daughters thing.
Yeah, I hear it was quite good.
Geldof.
Having slagged off Peaches, it got very good reviews in the end. But
Did
neither
it?
Of us saw it, so they
no.
may have been wrong.
I think it pops up on Sky Mix every now and again, but
let's try and watch it. Flappity Bock. Bot Bot.
Is that what you're calling me?
Well, there's two more names. Flappity Bock.
Okay.
That's quite good, isn't it? Boba Fett, Chewbacca, Flappity Bock.
That's not bad. I still
That's
like Jeff.
Bad. What about Bot-Bot?
Bot-Bot is...
C-3PO. R2. Bot-Bot.
No.
No?
No.
I quite like Bot-Bot.
Bot-Bot. Maybe I'm coming around to Bot-Bot.
Yeah.
If Bot-Bot had a kind of pronounced buttock
Evil.
Region.
Yeah, well, there we go.
That would ruin it, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So coming up very soon, Ditties in the Dock. It's a disco cover version's Ditties in the Dock, and the prize is amazing. Basically, three Cure special issue deluxe CDs. These are these super, you know, double disc issues.
Yeah.
Which have all the lost tracks on them. Am I explaining this well?
And that goes to every single person who calls in. We'll get
every single person who gets on air.
Who gets on air?
We'll
correct.
Get a 3D Cure back catalogue. You know, masterworks set.
Exactly. Are you confident with your choice? Don't say what it is yet.
Not enormously.
Oh,
not enormously.
Hey, just before we do that and we play some more music, did you happen to see the Lenny Henry show last night?
No.
I think we spoke a while back in kind of unkind terms about Lenny Henry's TV program, which he had a series last year, was it, or the beginning of this year? Do you remember when it was?
Yes, I do.
And it was very bad. But last night I watched one, it was quite good. It was really not bad. Lenny.
What was good about it? What did he do that was good?
He did an Outcast parody. I didn't see the whole show, but I tuned in for him doing his, he's got like a corner shop owner guy character that he sort of sounds off about things. That was pretty funny, and I thought, well, this is
not the old guy from the 80s,
maybe,
with a little pork pie hat and a grey moustache.
Is he the guy?
That's a character Lenny's been doing since 1934, isn't it?
Well, he had some funny stuff to say with the character.
Tried and tested.
And then he did like a really pretty good spoof of the Hey Ya video, you know, the Outcast video, where he played all the characters and good production values, and the conceit of the humorous song was that Lenny was a black pop star who was going out with a very posh middle-class English girl who sort of went, okay, yeah. Quite good, you
that's
see.
That's not bad.
And so there's lots of good lyrics about her dad not liking Lenny because he's black, or the character that Lenny was playing. It was pretty good.
Pretty good. You know, if you're walking through Soho Square in central London today, there's little posters for some stand-up gigs for Lenny stuck in the windows. Of one of the buildings on the corner of Soho Square. He's doing some little secret stand-up gigs.
To test out material.
Yeah.
So there
you
go.
So if you're walking past there, you could take down the details and go to that if you're a Lenny fan.
If you're a Lenny fan. But, yeah, check out the show, I would say. It was pretty all right. Here's the Ramones. We'll be back with Ditties in the Dark. Fantastic. That's the Ramones with You Don't Come Close. Or just don't come close. Ditties in the Dock time. We'll make this quick because we've only got a quarter of an hour left of the show. This is the part of the programme where Joe and myself battle it out. This is a genuine battle to see who will be able to play the final free play of our show here on a Saturday afternoon on XFM. This week the theme is disco cover versions. Is that right?
That's correct. And everybody who gets on air, everybody who calls 0871 222 1049 to vote and gets on air will win three Cure albums, Faith, Pornography, and 17 Seconds in their deluxe, digitally remastered two-disc sets. A fantastic prize. They're in the shops next week as well if you don't win. So it is disco cover versions. And am I beginning?
Yeah, you start.
Okay, Joe Cornish's pitch this week is tied in with the release of Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. I'd like to play Star Wars Galactic Funk by Miko. This is the disco version of the original Star Wars theme from 77, including a bridge that has the Cantina song disco-fied. It's a fantastic record. It's got lightsaber sounds and also space blaster sounds that go boo, 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 boo all the way through it, and it is very funky and disco, and it's the Star Wars theme. It's recorded by a guy called Miko Minardo, who went to see the first ever public showing of the original Star Wars at 11 in the morning on May the 26th, 1977 in New York. I quote this man, having seen the film, "I went back to see it three more times the next day, knowing this would be the largest grossing movie of all time. Then it hit me, my concept, like a bolt of lightning. You've seen the movie? Now go dance to it." And that's how he came up with the idea for the Star Wars disco theme. It went to number one everywhere in the world. That's what it says on his website. Everywhere in the world, and was certified platinum. And Miko says, "My album outsold the original soundtrack 1.5 million to 1.1 million units. So there we go. It's brilliant. It's the Star Wars Galactic Funk. If you want to hear that, 0871-222-1049, and vote for Funky Star Wars or something like that.
That is a comprehensive pitch. I'm going to make a very short one in comparison. Disco version of Sex Pistols classics.
Ooh.
And this is a track that appears on the album The Great Rock and Roll Swindle, so you'll be familiar with it if you have that album. But if you haven't, I certainly recommend you vote for it, because it's really a properly good disco song.
So is the Star Wars disco funk.
You're insane.
It is.
You're insane.
It's got guns in it.
It's got guns. Well, this is a version of God Save the Queen and Pretty Vacant, and it's a kind of medley, basically. Anarchy in the UK and No One Is
Innocent. A Sex Pistols disco medley?
Yeah.
Man, that's top competition.
Sex Pistols disco medley by the Black Arabs, that's all I'm going to say about that. So, phone 0871-222-1049. Vote for Sex Pistols or Star Wars. We'll be back very shortly. XFM.
Yes, this is Adam and Joe on XFM. You join us at the gut-wrenching climax to Ditties in the Dock this week. We've got five callers on the line. It's disco cover versions this week, the Sex Pistols versus the Star Wars disco theme. Up for grabs for everybody who gets through is the... it's not the complete back catalogue, isn't it? Three Cure albums, digitally remastered, deluxe double disc editions, Pornography, Faith, and 17 Seconds. So let's go straight to the phones. Hello, Jasper.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right.
What news, Jasper? What's going on? What's up?
Nothing, just going out with the kids for the day.
Really?
Where are you going, Jasper? How old are your children?
They're 6 and 4. We've just been actually to Legoland.
Whereabouts where's Legoland?
Legoland. Windsor, you buffoon.
Windsor? I didn't know that.
Of course.
How long does it take to get to Windsor?
For me, about an hour and a half.
And is it worth the trip?
What?
Was it worth it?
Yeah, it's all right.
That's all right. Yes. Well, there we go. Well, you know, Legoland are going to be very pleased for that glowing plug. Jasper, who are you voting for?
A while.
You haven't been out for a while? Are you on day release?
Yeah.
Okay, you're a prisoner on day release. Okay, Jasper, who are you voting for? Star Wars or the Sex Pistols?
Star Wars.
Hey, well Good done, one. Jasper. That's 1-0, and you win that Cure triple album booty bag.
That'll cheer you up.
Thanks for calling, Jasper. Have a great day. Adrian, are you there?
Hello, yes I am.
Hello Adrian, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Have you been to Legoland today?
No.
Why not?
Sorry. I'm going to go in spirit.
Have you ever been to Legoland?
No, I haven't. Sorry to say.
Why not?
Get off Legoland, man.
Why
what
not?
Do you want?
I want free tickets to Legoland.
I wouldn't mind going to Legoland. Yeah,
come on,
anyway, it doesn't
kids,
matter.
Adam, take over, come on.
Okay.
Joe
Cornish, I've forgotten the name of the caller.
Adrian.
Adrian, what are you going to vote for, Adrian?
I'm going to go with Star Wars as well.
Oh, hey! Oh, this could I be wiping the board, sweeping the board?
It's sacred, isn't it?
Say that again.
Sex Pistols are a bit too sacred to tamper with.
Too sacred? They tampered with it themselves. This is from their album.
I'd quite like to hear that as well, the Sex Pistols.
It's really not bad.
But still, you know, it's not up to us. So there we go, 2-0 to the Disco Star Wars theme. Thanks for calling, Adrian. You get those Cure albums as well. Jeff, hello.
Hello.
How are you, Jeff?
Oh, I'm not too bad. It's nice and sunny.
Is it nice and sunny? Have you not been alternately rained on and then sunned on?
Not yet, no. But I will be working outside later.
Wasn't there a huge, terrifying clap of thunder moments ago in your area?
No, it's really sunny at the moment. It's really clear.
Just because of you, Jeff. It's just above you. It's sunny.
Jeff, what are you going to be working on outside?
I'm working at the Soap Awards tonight at the BBC.
Why are they outside?
The Soap Awards.
Well, I'm taking photographs of the soap people arriving, so...
Are they hosted by Richard and Judy?
No Richard and Judy, I'm afraid.
Who's hosting them?
I think it's, Lily Savage.
Oh, it doesn't sound like you care about the Soap Awards, Jeff.
If you take photographs at the Soap Awards, does that mean that you have to know every single one of the soap people? I assume it does.
It's really difficult, because you know, you might know the screen names, but you don't know the real names.
Because I wouldn't recognise a single one. That would be a nightmare assignment for me. I'd just be taking pictures of all the other photographers, probably. Anyway, which one are you going to vote for? Is it going to be Star Wars or the Sex Pistols?
It's going to have to be Star Wars.
Hey! Are you joking? I've been completely creamed.
Wait, we've got another caller on, and it's already a walkover. It's are we chopping that other caller?
Well, yeah, that's it. There's
oh, so we're going to have to.
Three to Star
three
Wars.
3-0. Well, thanks for calling, Jeff, Adrian and Jasper. You're very clever men. And you've chosen very well.
Can I just play you a snatch if you forgive me for using that word? Oh, no, that's yours. That's one. This is the one that...
Oh, that sounds good.
It's quite good.
Let's wait for the Sex Pistol tune to come in.
It's a bit confusing because it starts with this bit.
All disco covers sound the same. It sounds just like the Star Wars one. When's it going to happen?
It's coming in now.
You're nearly playing the whole thing.
Oh, for goodness sake.
This isn't justice.
That's the problem with disco is it takes too long to get going.
That's good.
I am a man. Anyway, you
it's
lunatics.
It's so nice to hear someone proclaiming themselves the Antichrist in such an upbeat way.
Absolutely.
So here it is. This is by Miko, the Star Wars theme. Keep listening, because in the bridge it goes into the cantina theme. Turn it up loud and, I don't know, pretend to be Luke Skywalker.
Justin Lee Collins is coming up very shortly.
We'll be back with you next week, same time. Thanks for listening.
Bye, love you, bye.
Bye.